assembled at that moment at the house of the Dame Widow de Gondelaurier on account of Monseigneur de Beaujeu and Madame his wife, who were to come to Paris in the month of April, there to choose maids of honour for the Dauphiness Marguerite, who was to be received in Picardy from the hands of the Flemings. Now, all the squires for 20 leagues around were intriguing for this favour for their daughters, and a goodly number of the latter had already been brought or sent to Paris, and these four maidens had been confided to the discreet and venerable charge of Madame Aloise de Gondelaurier, widow of a former commander of the King's crossbowmen, who had retired with her only daughter to her house in the Place du Parvis and Notre Dame in Paris. And the balcony on which these young girls stood opened from a chamber richly tapestried in fawn-coloured Flanders leather, stamped with golden foliage. The beams, which cut the ceiling in parallel lines, diverted the eye with 1,000 eccentric painted and gilded carvings. Splendid enamels gleamed here and there on carved chests. A boar's head in faience crowned a magnificent dresser, whose 2 shelves announced that the mistress of the house was the wife or widow of a knight banneret. At the end of the room, by the side of a lofty chimney, blazoned with arms from top to bottom, in a rich red velvet armchair, sat Dame de Gondelaurier, whose 55 years were written upon her garments no less distinctly than upon her face. Beside